Today, in our wisdom journey through God's Word, we come to Ruth chapter 3. We're going to learn a very important lesson. We can't control all the circumstances of our lives. However, we can control how we respond to them. Ruth responded to her difficulties with humility, faithfulness, and a determination to do the right thing. As a result, God led her to a man who shared her godly character. Stephen Davey called today's lesson a midnight proposal.
When I proposed to my wife several decades ago, it was a pretty simple setting. It wasn't anything elaborate at all. And frankly, I'd love to do it all over again and so much more creatively. I read about one guy who had his girlfriend picked up in a limousine, driven to a resort where candles lined the sidewalk. An orchestra he hired was playing a love song he'd personally written for that occasion. When she arrived, he got down on one knee and proposed to her. When she said yes, he stood up and sang the final stanza of his original love song, accompanied by a full orchestra while fireworks exploded overhead. That guy makes me sick. I wish he'd said no. That's just not fair. Read about another guy who took a little different approach. It wasn't quite as romantic. He actually pretended to have died. He planned it all with his friends who worked at the funeral home. He was all dressed up in his best suit, lying in the coffin. When his girlfriend arrived and stood over the casket sobbing, he suddenly sat up and asked her to marry him. She screamed, then said yes. Well, I think they both need counseling, frankly. You know, one of the most remarkable proposals is found in the Old Testament love story known as the Book of Ruth. Ruth does the proposing. Now, we last saw Ruth gleaning in the fields of Boaz, but harvest season is almost over. All their lunch dates together are about to come to an end. And here in chapter 3 and verse 1, Naomi says to Ruth, "My daughter, should I not seek rest for you that it may be well with you?" Well, what this means is, Ruth, we got to do something about getting you and Boaz together. Now, if there's any doubt, this is what's on Naomi's mind. The next verse settles it. She says here, "Is not Boaz our relative?" According to the law in Deuteronomy chapter 25, a Hebrew widow could ask the closest relative of her deceased husband to marry her and redeem the property of her late husband. Their firstborn son would inherit this property later in the name of her first husband. This would continue the family name, and it would also keep the family property intact for another generation. So Ruth has every legal right to propose to Naomi's relative, Boaz. She has every right to ask him to become her kinsman redeemer. Naomi tells Ruth here in verse 2, "He is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor." Now, how does she know that? Well, I think she's been planning this for weeks. The season of threshing the crops was hard work, but it was going to be a time of rejoicing and feasting. And all of this provides the perfect setting for Ruth to propose marriage. Now, here in verse 3, Naomi tells Ruth to wash and anoint herself with perfume. Ruth evidently had some perfume from her past. J. Vernon McGee used to say this was a bottle of perfume called Midnight in Moab. Well, Naomi tells Ruth to wait until Boaz lies down to sleep, and then she adds this strange little detail here in verse 4. "Observe the place where he lies down, then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do." Now, some say that Naomi here is telling Ruth to go down and proposition Boaz sexually, that uncovering his feet was a euphemism for sexual relations. Frankly, that interpretation comes from a dirty mind. We happen to know already that Boaz is a godly man. In fact, in a few verses later here, he's going to praise Ruth for her moral character. Uncover his feet literally means, here it is, write this down, it means uncover his feet. Why? Well, that's going to wake him up without startling him out there in the open. That's exactly what Ruth does here in verse 7. Sure enough, sometime around midnight, Boaz wakes up. Why? Because his feet are cold. He leans forward to cover them back up, and he sees somebody down there by his feet. He says here in verse 9, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your wings over your servant, for you are a redeemer." That's another way of asking, "Will you marry me?" She says, "Boaz, you're a close relative. You've got the legal right to marry me, so will you?" Now, why would Ruth do all this under the cover of darkness? Well, I believe Ruth is showing him great respect. She's not going to try to force him to make a decision in front of the town leaders. I also believe she and Naomi already know there's another man who is a closer relative. He has the first right of refusal to the hand of Ruth. So Ruth, coming here secretly, she just wants to let Boaz know she loves him. She wants him to redeem her rather than that other fellow. Now, you notice that Ruth asks him here to spread his wings over her. She's actually using a word Boaz used when they first met out in the field. Back in chapter 2 and verse 12, he said to her, "The Lord repay you for what you have done, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Well, now here, Ruth effectively asks Boaz to be the wings God uses to protect and love her. Boaz, you answer the prayer yourself. Well, the question is, are Boaz's feet going to stay cold? Well, he can hardly contain himself. He whispers back here in verse 10, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter." And that's the long way of saying, "Yes, I want to marry you." Then Boaz says here in verse 12, "There is a redeemer nearer than I." You know, Boaz can play the part of the Goel, the kinsman redeemer, only if this closer relative is not interested. Boaz's next words here in verse 13 are really amazing to me. "Remain tonight, and in the morning, if he will redeem you, good, let him do it. But if he is not willing to redeem you, then, as the Lord lives, I will redeem you." Now, let me tell you what this means. It means that Boaz is going to play by God's rule book regarding the kinsman redeemer. It means he's going to be willing to lose the woman he obviously loves rather than disobey the word of God. But he also makes a promise to Ruth that if that other relative is unwilling, he will be honored to redeem her. Well, early the next morning, Ruth heads back home, and Boaz heads for the city gate. And as soon as Ruth tells Naomi back home what happened, Naomi says here in verse 18, "Wait, my daughter, until you learn how the matter turns out, for the man will not rest, but will settle the matter today." The word "wait" can be translated "rest" or "sit still." Just let Boaz go to work on your behalf, Ruth. You know, the truth is there isn't anything Ruth can do now. If she's going to be redeemed, it's up to Boaz, her kinsman redeemer. And let me tell you, this is a wonderful picture of salvation. All we can do is tell Jesus we love him and we want to be taken under his wings. Jesus Christ has done and has to do all the work of redemption on our behalf. Only Jesus can pay the price of your redemption. Only Jesus can settle your debts and make you his bride and bring you into his family. You see, Ruth can rest here because Boaz is at work. Ruth can sit still here because Boaz is doing anything but sitting still. I mean, he's racing off to the town hall to arrange for the redemption of his bride. So let's recapture today just a fresh vision of our wonderful Redeemer. Let's sing with David the psalmist who wrote, "Lord, in the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge." Well, until next time, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You're sailing along with us on this wisdom journey through the entire Bible. Stephen Davey is your teacher, and he called today's study a midnight proposal. There's a special group of people called Wisdom Partners who support this ministry and make these lessons possible. We show our appreciation by providing them the manuscript and study guide for the Wisdom Journey. Learn more about that at wisdomonline.org. Then join us back here next time.